You've wonderfully explicated both theoretically and then through meditation, the progressive path, the direct path, and then the pathless path or non-meditation or the essence of meditation. My question is, the progressive path is clear to me how it differs from non-meditation. The direct path, almost a bit nervous to say so, not so much because...
The direct path or self-inquiry is an investigation into yourself. Now, most people believe that their self is a temporary, finite, limited self located in the body. So the direct path says to you, you the apparently separate self, who are you really? So the direct path is addressed to King Lear. King Lear, who are you? Who are you really? Investigate yourself. And King Lear then starts investigating himself. King Lear is always saying, I. All his days, his activities, it's always I. So the direct path self-inquiry says to King Lear, who is this I? And King Lear, it's addressed to King Lear. King Lear then starts looking for this I. Well, I'm obviously not my thoughts, because my thoughts come and go, but I am always I. And obviously not my feelings, because my feelings come and go, but I am always I. And then King Lear goes on and on, and he's on the direct path now. He's going, not immediately, but directly. The direct path doesn't imply instantaneous. You can still fly to New York directly, but you don't necessarily get there instantaneously. King Lear is going directly and gradually, working his way back. I'm not this, I'm not this, I'm not this, I'm not. And then there is the recognition, I am John Smith. There the direct path comes to an end, because there's no pathway from John Smith to John Smith then just abides as John Smith. That's the pathless path, non-meditation, self-abidance. So it's King Lear that practices self-inquiry. It's King Lear that embarks on the direct path, but it's John Smith that abides as John Smith.
I appreciate that. So is it then safe or accurate to say that the direct path actually very naturally leads to the pathless path in a
Absolutely.
Way that the progressive path does not?
Well, So to answer the first question, yes, absolutely. Self-abidance, John Smith being John Smith, is the inevitable conclusion of self-inquiry. If King Lear investigates who he truly is, he will, by definition, end up as John Smith. So, and in fact, the term Atmavichara, which is normally translated self-inquiry, is sometimes translated self-abidance. So really, self-abidance is in fact, the pathless path is really included in the direct path. I'm just separating out two paths to make it really clear the difference between tracing your way back, investigating your true nature, and being yourself. Because an investigation is something you do with your mind. You're exploring your mind. You're going. But that's, you could say, self-inquiry or the direct path is the prelude to resting in being, to self-abidance. I just make them, split them into two paths, just to try and make clear the very different, to try to make clear the difference between King Lear investigating his true nature. That's a practice he does. He practices self-inquiry. You can't say that John Smith practices being John Smith. So I just want to be clear between... But yes, they're very closely connected, the direct path and the pathless path, self-inquiry and self-abidance.
And in a way that the progressive path seems not to be?
The progressive path doesn't inevitably end up in the direct path as the direct path does inevitably end up in the pathless path.
Oh, thank you.
In other words, you can be on a progressive path and practice mantra meditation all your life, and I imply no criticism of that. It would be a perfectly valid thing to do. But you can practice mantra meditation and be taken to your true nature in that way without pausing and asking yourself the question, hang on, I'm going to stop repeating the mantra. I'm going to ask myself, what is it that hears the mantra? That would be a progression from the progressive path to the direct path, but it wouldn't necessarily, it's not necessary. You could practice the mantra meditation. The mantra would slowly slow down and slow down. The pauses between the repetitions get larger and larger. The mantra gets quieter and quieter until it vanishes and it leaves you in your true nature. So there, the progressive path has taken you to your true nature without your having had to embark on the direct path. So to recap, the direct path does inevitably lead to the pathless path. The progressive path may or may not lead to the direct path.
Bless you, Rupert.